95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. May on KLOS is all about winning cash and trips to the Sahara in Las Vegas.
Hell to the yeah, it is.
Your shot to win at least $500 happens each morning at 8 with Heidi and Frank, and again with us at 3 and 4 in the afternoon. And Marcy has trips to the Sahara, Las Vegas every week this month.
Marcy!
So keep listening for your chance to win that. We have our little $500 game.
Yeah, man.
Every time somebody misses, it rolls over.
They have been doing. This one is a tough one.
This one is $6,000.
We do keep hearing from people online saying, I've known since the beginning, and I believe they're right.
I just can't get through.
Yeah, you have to be caller 13.
So we're going to do that in about 5-6 minutes.
Something like that, yeah.
It must suck to work at Starbucks. We're going to have to do this topic another day.
Yes.
But there was a Starbucks employee who tweeted on today's episode of Why I Want to Quit My Job. And then that picture.
Oh, my God. This is a mobile order, first of all, from Edward. Edward, come on, man. He needed a Venti Caramel Crunch Frapp. Frappuccino. First of all, that's dangerous because the caramel itself in cold, you can choke on that stuff. But he also wants little bits of crunches in it and 5 extra banana bits, extra caramel drizzle, extra whipped cream, extra ice. Extra cinnamon dollop on top. 7 pumps additional dark caramel sauce. Extra caramel crunch. 1 pump of honey blend. Not 1 pump more, by the way, or Edward will be pissed.
Right.
Extra salted BM butter. I don't even know what the hell that one is. I don't even know what.
I know what a BM is.
I put a BM in this drink for Edward. 5 pumps Frappuccino roasted coffee as well in this one Venti drink. 7 additional Frappuccino chips, heavy cream, and last but not least, and this pisses me off the most, I think, double blended. Not just once. Put it back in there. Take another few minutes with my damn drink.
That's one drink.
Yes!
This is one of my pet peeves. I do know that Starbucks is a little more specialized.
Sure, but this
but
is
that's
being
ridiculous.
Yes.
But when you walk through, when you go through like a McDonald's,
right.
You don't order a lot of specialty items.
No.
Just go through, pay, take whatever food they give you, put it in your pie hole, and move on and get out of the way.
You got Kevin behind you is needing his drink.
It's
and
a fast food, restaurant. Yeah, you can't order
fast.
And then the Starbucks. Yes, I mean, for God's sakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 things added to the drink that you were.
Man, oh
14
man.
Extra directions.
I do not at all blame Josie for wanting to quit her job with that guy.
No.
We'll have to do that another day. We don't have time today, but we'll have to do another day that you work at Starbucks and it blows.
And why you quit.
We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with $6,000!
$6,000!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Don't forget Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. Between now and 4 o'clock is worth $1,000.
$1,000.
We have a special guest on the phone. No way, man. No way.
It's happening.
No way. Yes way.
No
way. Yes way.
We're in charge here.
How are you doing that? How are you making that happen?
God bless you, Sluggo, for doing that. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Can't turn that off right now.
I love that.
Nope.
Hey.
Hey, Bean.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
Cares.
Can I play? Can I win the
$1,000?
How does it work? Yeah. Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's just literally a fraction of a second.
Can you play? No. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. No, you have to be caller 13. So.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever win? Have you actually given away $1,000 to somebody in the game?
It's actually $500, and we've given away $2,000, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, it rolls over every time someone gets it wrong. So, yeah, the next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big time radio. Let me say, Kevin and I are used to very janky prizes. The fact that you're giving out, you're actually like handing out hundies is pretty impressive. I got
to
be honest.
I was trying to explain to Doug when we were asking people to send us their T-shirts so that we could then give them away.
Yeah,
that was quite a deal. Yeah. So,
Bean. Yes, and remember Kevin back in the day where we could afford one billboard because we raised the money. Our listeners raised the money for us to put up one billboard. And then rather than have billboards all over Southern California, then people could drive by and see us. We just had to give them the address of where our one was and they had to drive to it if they wanted to see
it. It was like in an alley off to the side somewhere.
It wasn't in a great location. No. Really ever.
No, it was no. And Kevin, do you remember, honestly, the first picture that we got, you could only see about half of the billboard because there was an enormous tree in front of it.
It was like 75% tree, 25% billboard.
Trip Reed picked that one out personally for you guys.
How you been, man?
Well, let me say, I'm doing great. Okay, I'm doing fantastic. I just had to pause. My wife and I are watching the third Bring It On movie.
Not No Man Land?
Wait, hold on. Is this where the person comes in second place and says, second place, hell yeah.
The same series, but this is a different installment of the movie. This is the third one. So I had to pause that to jump on and talk to you guys. Okay. No, I'm doing great, and this is a thrill to talk
it's
to
so
both of you guys.
Weird to hear you two together again. This is the first time since November 2019. Is that right? That you've been on the radio together?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we did an interview within a couple of weeks with Jim Rome, I think. That was probably officially the last time. But, yeah, I mean, I've missed you guys. And Sluggo, I mean, you know, I go back just as far with you as I do with Kevin. So it's a thrill for, you know, all three of us. This feels like a mini reunion of our station in Arizona. But I just want to say, because I don't know how long you guys are going to have me on.
Another 10, 15
radio
seconds.
As a radio geek, and Kevin, as long as you've known me, you know that radio is my thing, and it has been since I was a little kid. It's all I ever cared about, all I wanted to do. It's why I can't get laid, okay? Because all I care about is radio.
Is that
right?
What's going on?
Oh, that's
it,
very true.
Yeah, me too.
I can vouch for that. What?
Being on KLOS is such a thrill for me. Like, this is a gold star in my diary right now because is one of the legendary radio stations in America. I mean, it has been rocking for more than 50 years. And just to be on the airwaves following people like Jim Ladd and Bob Coburn and Gino Michelini and all these classic names that Southern Californians know. Yep. I mean, it's just really cool.
But doesn't it get taken down a notch because I'm here?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't their finest hour, if that's what you're asking. No. When the history of KLOS is written, you will not be in the first 10 pages. But what I'm saying is, I can tell from hearing you, Kevin, that there's some, forget putting some zap in your step, but there's a thrill in being at a radio station that has that intangible vibe that we used to love so much at K-Rock back in the old days. And there have been other stations, KMET, other stations, you know, in the market that have had that. But there are some stations you can just tell when you walk in the front door, when you walk down the hall, when you put your butt into the air chair, that it's happening and it's fun and people are glad to be there and you can feel that connection with the audience. And I don't think I'm making any of this up.
No, that's
really
a fact.
It really does come through on the radio.
Yeah, it is a fact.
And Sluggo, you've been around a long time. I'm sure you were delighted to realize that when you got over to KLOS that was the vibe, right?
Oh, 100%. That it is what it seemed like, and the listeners are as dialed in and as excited about KLOS as it seemed to be.
Sluggo's the one that got me interested in doing this.
Yeah.
He was texting me like crazy. I had to block him at one point. He's like, hey, we're having fun. This is a situation where the program director doesn't listen or doesn't care, so it seems like we can do anything we want.
You can actually throw things on and have fun, like you know, in the early days of KROQ,
exactly,
200 years ago.
Yeah. Now, how are you? And forgive me, Kevin, you know my default position is I feel like I have to interview everybody that I'm talking to. I just have to. How are you dealing with the fact that you hate classic rock music? What are you doing about that?
I don't hate as much classic rock music as you would think, A. And B, KLOS is not super old.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, we play the new Foo Fighters, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a second ago, the brand new one from the video.
So it's really
and I know that you guys have championed tons of new music. I mean, more than any other station in the market, perhaps. You guys are certainly for rock music. You guys, no, I'm serious. Music as well.
Right,
we have. You guys, yes, I mean, not that many people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just remember, you know, for so long, Sluggo, if a song gets to be over about 6 months old, Kevin is done with it. He is on to the next thing.
Yeah.
That's too old for him.
I don't have patience. If that's what you're saying, yeah, I don't have
patience. I can't imagine you putting on the headphones and going, yeah, man, give me some Hendrix, you know?
It happens. Well. All right, now, Bean, I do want to talk to you about the time change, because this for a long time has been a burr in your ass. Is that where a burr goes?
Yes, that's exactly where it goes.
Okay.
Saddle. It goes in your saddle.
Oh, saddle.
It does technically rub up against your ass.
Okay, good.
So, yeah.
The Los Angeles Times tweeted, daylight savings begins this weekend.
L.A. Times, daylight savings.
And Bean quote tweets and says, your intern who tweets is making you look terrible by misspelling saving.
When was the first time that bothered you? And I mean, did you know as an infant that it was daylight saving, or did you learn later? And when did you finally go on the warpath about this?
I mean, I don't remember. Kevin, you may remember when I started going on the warpath, but it's been decades, I'll tell you that.
Long time.
I mean, look. All of us have a thing that bugs us, and for whatever reason, this is the thing. Because it's not an opinion that it's daylight saving time. That's actually the name of it.
Right.
I mean, I don't have to school you guys about the Uniform Time Code of 1966.
Sure. Oh no, that's one of my favorites.
I mean, of course, we don't. Yeah.
It's actually called daylight saving time. I mean, it actually has a name, and it's just as easy, as I've explained so many times before, it's just as easy to say it right. But I will tell you, two things have happened, Kevin, since you and I worked together.
Okay.
Number one is I moved to a country where, while we do still have a time change, very similar to North America, we don't call it daylight saving time.
No.
Okay? So I go from Greenwich Mean Time to British Summertime. So
British Summertime.
A lot of the hassle. In,
British it, right? Summertime. It's chilly. It's
that
foggy.
Really a lot of drama in my life to not have to worry about it.
Right. But hold on. You're on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And you read...
Yes.
You know,
you see
US
them damn
stuff,
stupid Americans still
lot.
Over there it in the collar.
It has to still drive you crazy.
It does, but I will tell you this, and you may look at this and you may go, wow, my friend is growing up. Dean is actually a little more mature than I once knew.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying I'm giving up, but what I am saying is we now live in a world where there's no such thing as right and wrong English. I mean, I don't know if you follow the new dictionary words, but irregardless,
yeah,
in the dictionary
yes.
now.
And supposedly.
Supposedly is as well.
Supposedly. Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Being somebody tweeted me and said, are you the one writing for the dictionary.com?
So, I mean, I guess we're in a world now where literally, and I'm using that word correctly, any word goes. There's no such thing as an incorrect word. I mean, last week, Sluggo, you probably saw this. They put in some words from The Simpsons, right? Embiggen is in the dictionary now from a dumb Simpsons episode. So maybe it's the COVID. Maybe it's just we live in a world now with a pandemic where people think, well, I guess we just can't get worked up about the little things anymore. But it does bother me less than it used to.
Wow. So you're throwing in the towel as well. Everybody's throwing in the towel on the right things.
My little friend is growing up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, I would still prefer that people say it correctly, but I'm no longer going to track you down on the internet, find out where you live, and go burn your house down. Past that. I'm not burning anyone's house down anymore because I've done that too often.
If you ever need an arsonist, though, you know who to get a hold of.
Oh,
just let me know, and I'm happy to help you.
Are.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
I gotcha.
Hey, what's going on? Forgive me for not knowing as much about the station. What's going on in the mornings over there? Is it still Jamie and Frosty and Woody or whatever that show's called?
It's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, the Heidi and Frank show. I love that show.
Heidi and Frank. I know those guys.
Dean, I cannot tell you how great it is not to have to get. Yeah, you know how great it is to not have to get up.
Yeah, what's that like for you? It's been an interesting experience for him to wake up still at 4 a.m. but not have to be here until almost 4 p.m. How's it been for you not having to be up at the damn crack before the crack of dawn?
Well, I was lucky because the last few years that we did the show together on K-Rock, I lived in New Orleans, which is in the Central Time Zone. So I was used to going on the air at 7:30 a.m., around 6:30 a.m.
What about daylight
about
savings?
Time
did that change?
Oh, how dare you. Here we go. Here we go now. So I'm pretty much on the same schedule now. My normal body clock is around 6:30 a.m., so I'm doing great. And I love being back home here in England. I mean, a lot of people were really surprised when I decided to leave America.
Yeah, just
rare that somebody switches countries.
The worst possible timing, though. You know, I remember that first picture you tweeted of you on the tube with a ton of other British folk, and then like a couple weeks later, you were on the tube completely alone, by yourself. You've not been able to go anywhere. See Europe, anything since all this happened, right? Which is your whole point of going, right? So you should come back here and just come back to work, really, is what you should do. Give up this.
I can't complain. I can't complain. Everybody's been going through the exact same thing. You know, look at all the stuff that you guys look forward to. Look at the Coachella being canceled. Stuff that,
Vegas.
We all wanted all the vacations we wanted to go to, all the places we wanted to see. Yeah, I'm exactly in that same boat. But you're right. The timing was my wife and I were going to move to Europe, and hey, let's go to Barcelona. Hey, let's go to Prague. Hey, let's go to Istanbul. We had all these things planned, and of course, it's just all on hold. I mean, you know, like they say all the time on the TV here, there's a light at the end of a very long tunnel, but at least we can see it. We're all heading in the right direction. I'm sure you guys have, some of you anyway, have gotten your jabs, as we call them, your first dose.
No, we haven't gotten our jabs
yet. Sligo and I have not gotten jabs yet.
Yeah.
But when they lower they lower the age in California to 90, we'll be right there.
First in line. So being alone now,
my first one?
Sorry, you got your first one?
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I've got my first one. I'm just waiting for my second one. So it's just, you know, it's just a question of just being patient and just, you know, keep calm and carry on. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So since you and your wife have been spending so much time together, how everything is good? Because it's always interesting as, you know, people have had suddenly been thrust, as it were, into the situation with their spouses and mates. Sometimes they get along better, much better. Sometimes they find new things.
We've been doing great. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years now. And, you know, our lives have changed less than most people have as a result of the pandemic, because I was already working at home and was already pretty much a homebody. So we're used to spending a lot of time together.
Right there with
you,
man.
No complaints there. You know, we do, you know, we do live near a very large, it's called the Heath, Hampstead Heath, which is 800 acres, and it's forests and it's streams and it's trees and it's valleys.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to get out. Every day we walk a couple of miles with the dogs out. So that fresh air and that exercise really makes a huge difference when you're housebound.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, who are you?
What the
Who's
hell?
On the phone?
Is this Ralph? Fresh air outdoors walking? What?
I know, right?
What's happened? Well,
it's great to have dogs, because they kind of force you to think of somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? They make you go out and do stuff with them, because that makes them happy and that makes you happy.
That's why I have a little tiny
world for a couple of hours.
I have a little tiny dog, so I can just take her out in the front yard and go right back in the house. 30 seconds later, we're done. We're done here.
I'm very happy. I'm very happy here. Very glad to have moved, and I was so excited, Kevin, when I saw the news, as many of you know your fans and our fans were, and the fact that you A, get to be with Sligo, which I know is a joy, and B, get to be on such a good radio station.
Yay.
It's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you guys. I really am.
We are too.
Thank you. Yeah, I really want to get a new. Thanks. I really want to get a new bit rolling, because it's like 10 o'clock at night there for you, right?
Yes, that's right. Right now, because you've already had your time changed, we haven't had ours at 7 hours usually.
Okay, so I would like to get a new "Let's bother Bean and wake him up" sort of thing. I'm going to call you
just randomly,
randomly.
Tell us about your podcast real quick, because we do have to go.
Yeah, let me put in a plug. I appreciate that. Our dear friend Allie McKay, that Kevin and I worked with for all those years on K-Rock, she and I got together and started doing a podcast back in October. There's a free version of it wherever you get your podcast. It's called A Cup of Tea and a Chat. And then we also do a Patreon version.
Hello?
I think if you enjoy the old Kevin and Bean show, you will enjoy A Cup of Tea and a Chat. We really, really do have a lot of fun, and it's a great community. So, yeah, check it out, you guys. And I hope we all get to talk again soon here on KLOS.
Nice.
Glad you're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool to hear you again, especially the two of you. I know I'm speaking for lots of humans out there. To hear the two of you talking together again on the radio. I mean, you're a massive part of this damn town.
Look, it's just love.
Yeah, it is.
It's all love.
And a little bit of love.
Bye, Sligo. Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Bean.
They distorted their guitars there at the end. They should be more careful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Hey.
I asked you earlier today off the air if maybe it was on the air. I don't remember.
Who knows?
It's an hour ago. if you've ever gotten a massage.
Right.
I was very surprised by your answer.
Yes, many times. For a while I was going twice a week. I never felt better in my life.
Really?
I found this one woman who was basically doing, you know, Swedish massage, which is what I like. But then she's like, let me do some Thai. And then finally she said, let me walk on your back. And she was so little. I'm like, and I'd always wanted someone to do that.
Why?
Because it just seems like it would feel really good. It's so much pressure pushing down on you in specific places. And you can use your toes and, you know, really get in and dig in. I mean, I understand that. I get it.
That's gross. I don't
know. And she was filthy. No.
She had hair all over her feet.
She was great.
You seem like a guy who would hate.
Yeah.
That kind of contact with anyone.
Very much anti me.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think it's because I'm going to be in and out in 90 minutes. And I will not see this person again, and we're paying cash, and it's something going on. I mean, you know.
It's so, a business transaction.
Yeah. But if it's just someone on the street, no.
There is a NFL quarterback named Deshaun Watson, and he has a weird, weird group of people. He has like 24 people that are accusing him of trying to get sexual favors.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
While getting a massage. And like
that's so lame.
And then like 18 others came out and said, oh no, we've massaged him and he was fine.
Maybe he just wasn't into them.
I don't know.
Of all the times I went, I only had one person suggest, hey, you know, let me know what you would like. It was in Vegas, actually.
Really?
He had a proper casino. And I'm like, no, that's...
It was at a casino?
Go somewhere. I'll go to the chicken ranch if I'm looking.
Which casino?
Honestly, I don't remember. Yeah, you're writing it down.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you like massages, right?
I do. It was since I hurt my back, yes.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a masseuse or a masseur.
No, that's got to be a bad job, especially when people coming on to you. So is this guy, I mean, is this really, do you think this is happening?
It's not one of those things where I can tell.
Right, sure.
Because there's people on both sides.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't want to get to the bottom of that, but I do want to get to the bottom of what kind of a life choice that is and how much that must suck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because
I could almost see, I'm really good at giving massages, actually.
What?
I could see doing that.
What have you done with Sluggo?
I don't know. I guess when you remove normal personal contact, it doesn't bother me or something. I don't
know
what it is.
That's so weird.
It is sort of weird, yeah.
It has to be annoying, though, because,
yes,
let's be honest.
It's got to be rough.
Any job where you handle people is annoying.
Yeah.
Because people can be super annoying.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, sell it retail or whatever.
Right.
People are annoying.
And if you work at one of these places, you can't say, no, I ain't going to do this person. They're...
Probably, right.
I wouldn't think so. I've never asked. I mean, I've had lots of them turn me down. No, get out. You're disgusting. I do think that. I'm like, how can you possibly want to? That's crazy.
Do you tip them bigger?
I do.
Yeah,
I tip everybody.
This is my tip. Yeah. This is for me being ugly. Yeah. This is for me.
It's for the smell today. Sorry about that. I did bathe, but I don't know what happened. It's just...
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. It can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a great profession.
Oh, yeah.
Helps people
feel
better.
Very necessary. Yeah.
But when you're talking about people who are basically nude under a sheet...
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a sheet?
That kind of thing.
Get the sheet out of here.
Necessarily go well.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about masseuses and what it must be like to get a massage, what it must be like to give massages.
Yeah, to have that particular job. I've gotten plenty. You've had plenty.
But
what is it like to actually, all right, lay down on the table after you strip naked, and I'm going to put my hands on you, and I'm going to make you feel better.
KLOS, you had one of those?
Yeah, I had a great massage story, and it's not naughty or anything like that.
All right, tell me.
You know, I was a framer back in the 90s, and I had really had a hard week, and I had never gone to a massage before. And you hear all the stories, and I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a good massage.
Right.
And I could give you the name of the place, but it had to do with massage masters and stuff.
Okay.
They were professional. They sounded like a professional massage place. And so I went in there, and there were these cute girls, you know, at the front desk and everything. And I was like, oh, cool, one of them might be giving me my massage and everything. And so I went in, and they legitimately, you know, took a shower, got in a robe, laid down on the table, and I waited. And then this big, super strong-looking manic.
Oh, man, they sent in a ringer. They sent in a guy.
Bald hair comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so he starts giving me a massage, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was the best massage ever. I could feel like he could find these little chunks of, you know, poison
stuff
in my muscles. And he was breaking them loose and everything. And I literally got nauseous. from all the chemicals that he had.
Oh, yeah, that can happen, especially your first one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but I got really nauseous and dizzy and everything. Yeah. I mean, all I can say is, hands down, it was the best massage I've ever had in my life.
Did you start dating him?
It was great. Did you? What?
Nothing.
Right on. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, we're looking for masseuses. Are you a masseuse?
I'm actually, they call us massage therapists.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for about 13 years, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me in the past. Nothing really sexual, but had an old lady take just a giant dookie on my table.
Oh, man, really? How did you handle that situation?
She just all over the place, and she was like SPDing the whole hour, you know, silent but deadly.
Oh, and,
see, I quit my job.
Yeah.
I quit my job right then.
I turned her over face up, and she was just like, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She's like, uh-oh. And
no.
I'm like, I said, what just happened?
No.
She said, I pooped. And I'm like, you pooped? And she's like, yep.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, just now?
This is the worst story ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
But wait, how long ago was this? And you kept going.
This was like 8 years ago. And
wait,
I'm
wow. Did you finish?
I kept at it. Oh, you know what? I couldn't. I had to tell her to get up and go, and yeah. it was going down her leg.
Oh, her leg. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
though.
For calling.
Wow, but she kept on trucking with the job. That's impressive.
I didn't think there would be anything that bad.
Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? So I know you have.
No. No, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we crank called.
And Rick French Deese. President. Yeah.
And Rick Deese, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
There's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Slug.
Oh,
excellent.
No.
Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me. No, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Welcome.
That's true.
Which was a terrifying thing to hear. And
yeah.
So I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you, Sluggo?
No, that was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right. I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning. He was on late at night. But I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well,
that's
dude,
a nice
I remember you with the Party Patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you. And so I guess...
Well, I didn't even know you would even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's
yes.
on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I, for whatever, I was going to the restroom upstairs, I went upstairs, and they had, they have this really, like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that? That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot of times.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird, and it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week, when everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing it.
This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
yeah, you know, I don't know. Play it by ear, but it is, it's funny, because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going, you know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things, like, how is it at the station, like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. Do they have snacks, Lego?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows, there are snacks. And that, for me, was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah,
we had nothing
right.
to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello and he tasted and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
He could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I
so far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night, and I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going on.
Way, in that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on some more.
I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and you asked, should he be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour?
All hours.
And 92% or something said that's, every hour.
That's I voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know, it would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian. I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes! Oh, yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
he likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you showing
true.
Up.
That's true. That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, dude, you should come up and see the house someday. Totally didn't remember that I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy ones.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket. Yes.
Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door. Unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house? Matt Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, what the F are you doing here?
He loves
Matt.
Yeah, I would argue, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy. I kind of understand that. I'm very social myself.
Slogo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, but you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over. It's over. What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey. It's KLOS?
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to, share some awesome news.
Yes, please.
My 7-year-old nephew is, next week is the last chemo.
Oh, nice.
That is great news.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's... as of today, all of his doctors said, he's cancer-free.
Wow.
He's only going to be doing one more cancer treatment, and he's good.
That's fantastic. How long has he been dealing with it?
Since December the 12th.
Wow.
The day he took him to Loma Linda, it's all taken care of.
And he has to do nothing else after one more treatment.
One more treatment, he's done.
That's so great.
What's his name?
His name is Colin Matthew.
Colin?
Colin, yes, sir.
Colin, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, dedicated Colin.
Stay a message to play.
Sorry.
Thanks, man. Thanks for pointing at me. We're in the same building as Power 106.
Yeah.
So Slugo and I are pretty square. So we're gonna have Justin Credible, who does the nights there, come over.
Nice.
Teach us some language.
Oh, nice.
Some slanguage. Yeah. Perhaps.
What?
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Sure.
Slanguage. With Justin Credible. In minutes on KLOS.
Check, 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 check.
Introduce yourself to Los Angeles. Well, this part of Los Angeles anyway, if you would be so kind, sir.
I would love to, man. My name is Justin Credible. I'm on the air every night at our sister station, Power 106 here.
Power 106.
That's going to be so awesome, man.
It's a good
time. Amazing radio station.
It's a good time, man. Yeah, it's an honor, man. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Cool. So having a chance to be at the hometown heritage station, play some hip-hop jams, man, it's a dream come true, man.
Well, we want to do something called Slanguage.
Slanguage sounds fun.
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Yeah, because, we're very, very G-rated, and we want to hip it up a little, and we were told that you are the man to see.
I hope I can help, guys. I hope I can help. I'm here.
Let's give it a try. We'll give it our best shot. I don't right. Have any faith in us, but go ahead.
I don't either.
I got faith, man.
All right. All right. Slanguage.
So what I want to do is, I guess I'll give you guys some words that we use, you know, amongst the community, the culture.
All right.
And just, you know, I wrote a few down here.
Okay, good.
All right, so I'm going to start off light. The first word I want to throw at you, the first slanguage word would be lit. Brand new show here on air.
Right.
You're lit out here.
I don't think we are yet.
No, I don't think we're lit at all.
No, you're lit out here.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Oh, okay. Booming. It's like you're lit. The show's on.
But nobody's listening.
Hold
on.
We're
booming? Okay?
I think you're booming.
All right. All right. Right on.
All right.
Wait, is that another word we can use? Booming.
Booming's another word.
Oh, I like that one.
Stuck it in there.
Okay. And it's not a bad band from the 90s. That's a good thing.
All right.
Booming would be like popular, like popping. Like,
okay.
All right. Nice. This one here, I think you guys are going to really like. This is one of my favorite words that I'm using right now.
All right.
This is on God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
Now, this could be used a few ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I want to reassure you of something, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm going to be on time today to come to your show. I would say, I'm going to be on time. That's on God.
Wow. So you're God. Like swearing to us that that's
God. That's how you know I mean business.
Okay.
All right. Or.
On God. Okay.
If you're, it's a few meanings.
Okay.
If you're telling me, like, you got a favorite sports team.
Lakers. No, you're asking the wrong dude. Lakers, ask him. Lakers, yeah, there you go. Lakers. Oh, Lakers. Yes. Lakers, I'll go with right? that. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're like, oh, Lakers going to go back to back this year.
Right.
Right. I'm going to agree with you. I'm saying on God.
I got you.
On
All right.
God. So I thought you guys.
So on God means that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. See.
Come on now.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right.
You know about turned up, right?
Sure.
Turned up is like the energy I came in on.
I don't think we could pull turned up off.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're the guys to do it.
No.
You don't
it's
think
very
so?
Jersey though, isn't it? Isn't turned very Jersey? Is that right?
Might of stem from where, the East Coast.
Well, let's look into the Oxford Dictionary and see exactly where this.
No, I don't think
origin.
We could. I don't think either of us could pull off turned up.
I feel like on a Friday, you guys are turned up in here.
See, it sounds fine when you say it.
I don't see any alcohol, though. I mean, over on our side, I'm definitely turning up, though.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with that's OD?
That's OD.
Just like you would think. Overdose?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's too much? Is that what that means?
So it's like dope, but it's to the next.
Like, it's a little extra.
Yeah,
he's
no,
ODing.
No, that's no good, yeah.
He's ODing.
It's
little.
Like OD was
no
that
good.
Garfield friend, wasn't he? OD, Garfield's friend?
No, that's not.
Oh,
it
no?
doesn't have anything to do
guess
with
I I'm wrong.
Was it the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'd say we're not OD.
You don't think so?
No, not yet.
We're
we will
way.
Be. We're just show. Now lit. We're not OD.
The show's lit for sure.
Okay.
All right. One final one for slanguage.
We're doing slanguage.
I like slanguage, yeah.
Power I'm 106. Honored to be here, man. Thank you,
man.
You guys
Dude,
for having
me. That's awesome, having some power. We got to get a lot more mixed up.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. Let's let's bridge the gap,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the final one would be, I bet.
I bet.
That's
bet. Meaning all right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice catch.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
It's like all right, bet.
But what does bet mean?
So bet is just like if we're on the phone, if we're having a conversation,
right?
And you say something like, "I'll meet you for lunch around noon,"
and then I'll say, "On God."
You could say,
well,
oh,
there
God.
You go. Ah,
on
damn,
God
dude.
Works.
We're going to OD.
No, we're probably not going to OD. We don't want to OD.
Is OD going to be there?
Who?
The dog's friend? The cat's friend?
I'm
sorry.
Lunch
I'm
with
so
me.
Confused.
Not if I'm inviting you out of lunch.
Okay, what was the word?
I bet.
Okay.
So it's like, I understand. I bet. I'm on it.
Why
I
bet?
Bet. Bet is just like bet, like
well,
confirmed.
I mean, doesn't I mean I understand?
Yeah, kind of does.
You don't need bet.
Yeah.
I'm saying bet.
He's fooling you. What's going on?
Living here. That's kind of
you just know all of it, don't you, Kevin?
I really
what are you
do.
Keeping in your head.
Kev's got the slanguage,
yeah,
man.
I am very hip.
Damn, girl.
No, you're lit. You're lit.
I'm lit, right. That's what I meant.
Woo!
You're slanguage, everybody.
Lit. I'd say that went well.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
Let's go ahead and do a twofer.
Ah.
From Nirvana, shall we?
Yeah, why not? A twofer Wednesday.
This is Drowned in the Sun on KLOS.
A little more Nirvana for you. Sounds like a drunken computer to me.
Yeah, I don't know that either. Okay, listen. This is a weird story. This is a new Nirvana song that was created 27 years after Kurt Cobain's death.
Featuring, apparently, Kurt, although it sounds like he is... not with us anymore. The way this guy's booked.
So here's what happens. It's called the Lost Tapes. Wait, turn up this chorus.
Okay. That music's not too bad.
Can you restart it?
Yeah, and then just hold.
This is called the Lost Tapes of the 27 Club. It's a musical project that uses automatic intelligence to analyze up to 30 songs for selected musicians who struggled with mental illness and died at the age of 27.
Oh, that is a large, weird club. That's bizarre.
Including Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. 27 is some sort of thing.
So they've funneled 30 songs from each into a computer, and AI wrote a song.
Shouldn't they have done 27 songs as long as they were at it?
It does make more sense. Yeah. Sure.
I mean, if you're going to do it, do 27. What difference is three going to make? I mean, come on.
So Drowned in the Sun is the name of that song. And this, I think, is cheating, though. They got the singer from a tribute band.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy's name is Eric Hogan.
I guess it would be, but you could isolate his vocals and then have it just sort of, I mean, that would take a lot more code and a lot more scheduling programming time,
right,
I should
but
think.
If it's AI, you shouldn't be adding a
right.
A
that's
tribute
not,
singer.
Yeah. One of the very first electronic albums was basically Gary Wright. Do you remember Dreamweaver?
Yes.
That album was pretty much all synthesized with the exception of the drums. So I'm like, well, you're not there yet. You know, this isn't really right. The first kind of an important part.
Maybe either do it all or don't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
At all. So this is a new song that was written by a computer.
So the music itself was actually, it came up with a...
Yes.
The computer came
and
up with it.
And by the way, the songwriting sounds...
Yeah, it's progression.
Sounds like something they would do.
Yeah, like a bad B-side.
Sure.
An import single.
I mean, it wouldn't be a hit. Let's not. Let's not be crazy.
What does Dave Grohl think about this?
I don't know. This has to be odd.
Yeah.
I'll bet he's fascinated by it, though, because...
Yeah, how do you not be
as
fascinated?
As a songwriter...
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't a songwriter in that band, so as a songwriter now, though, I would think he would be interested in how AI came up with this.
And that little pause there, that was pretty nice. Huh. So it basically analyzed all their music and said, they like to do this, they like to do that.
Yeah.
Let's put it together that
way. Yes. And the AI is wearing a green sweater.
Hal 9 million has gone mad.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And just to clarify what we're about to say, we love Reply All.
Oh, man. Reply All.
Is that
all
what we're saying?
Yes, fully. Please always hit Reply All, never just to the sender, ever. Why would you do that? I just literally got another one like 35 seconds ago. Yeah.
Sluggo's been on a rant and he's going to take someone out.
Yep.
I think.
Yep. Going down.
So when you're on an email that has 25, 30 other people.
Yeah.
For the most part, you don't need to hit reply all.
Yeah.
For the most part, most people do.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you get something's going on at work and they send out a thing. Hey, this is a really cool thing, isn't it? And everybody has to reply. Why do we all need to see the replies? Or like you were just saying the other day, some family, you know, groups,
yes,
chains get pretty crazy and filled up. And, grandma says, hello. Oh, yep. I'm not sure how to work this. Here's some of the responses I've got. I deleted about 22 of them yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredibly massive is the one that just came in. Another W to the column. Keep going, fellas. I mean, I'm glad that they're happy. It's nice.
Well, know? Look, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
If they're saying who can do something,
right,
to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sort of understand that you're going to let them know that you're in.
Yes.
And let everybody else know that you're in. That makes sense.
I guess.
They just sent like a video recap of something, and this is everybody,
yes,
responding with almost all the same responses.
Pretty much. We got a huge win with 3 exclamation points followed by let's go and 5 exclamation,
wow,
points. Yeah. A-Y-E-E-E-E-E exclamation point. I don't even know what that means. I guess. And
to everyone. These are to everyone.
Yes.
Okay.
Followed by send for my iPhone, which is very,
sure,
important,
of course,
to note, of course. Killer job legends. That is what I'm talking about, someone said.
No one needs that one.
And there was one good one. I do like this one. Okay. GTFO. So, I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
But I
at
mean,
least it was almost entertaining.
Right. That's even more when it's mundane, though. And you're not even part of it. Like, you, and everybody's had that problem. You're not even part of
this
it.
This is how to handle it. I've solved very few problems in my life. This one I've solved.
Yeah.
Used to get reply all.
Sure.
And used to reply all, but it was a complete joke.
Right.
And then reply all by the company got shut off.
Ah, see, there you go.
Because of me.
Nice.
So here's what you need to
do. Yeah, what do you do to make that stop?
We all at the other station I worked at got an email that said at 10:15 today, mm-hmm. we're checking out our fire alarm. There's no fire. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So I replied all and I said at 10:14, I'm setting a real fire. And that was it.
No more reply all.
And then the guy who wrote the email, Scott,
yeah,
changed that, and you could never reply all, which was heaven.
Well done, sir.
So that's what I'm saying is
thank
you,
you
need
to send something really
yes.
inappropriate.
Yes.
I'm okay with it. Okay. All right, let's compose an email.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yes, we have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw. I mean, I thought that guy was going to win. I thought he knew it for sure.
And it's worth $5,000 this hour.
Because he didn't.
He did not get it.
So $5,000 it's up to.
A Florida fisherman is lucky to be alive today because...
Florida!
Yep. Guy in Florida. What a surprise. Yeah, he was nearly attacked by a giant alligator while fishing in the Everglades. Guy's name is Tommy Lee.
Wait, Tommy Lee?
He was hunting for...
Tommy Lee from Motley Crue?
No, no. This
is like a whole new The Dirt. Right on, Tommy Lee!
No, this
what
is...
What was he doing in Florida?
This is just a guy named Tommy Lee. It happens to have his name. He was fishing.
Yeah.
And a big-ass alligator, a big-ass alligator,
right.
emerged from the water and started charging him.
Charging Tommy Lee?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, Tommy, dude, what are you doing out there anyway fishing? I mean, that's what's out there, all these alligators and stuff. I'd be like, it's not worth trying even.
I mean, it chased him.
Oh, my God.
And then Tommy Lee had his GoPro on. Right. Not that one.
And Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
No, he had his GoPro on.
Right.
And he said, you got to be careful here. This is where the scariness begins. And he fell. And then he starts like crawling away from the alligator. It didn't get him. In the end, he turned around and just went back in the water. But
right.
Almost.
Yeah.
Hello?
Rippin. Hey, did I hear my name? Yeah.
Tommy Lee?
Sluggo, Kevin. It's your old friend Tommy Lee. Yeah, rockin' and roll. Yeah.
Dude, are you all right? I told you it was Tommy Lee. I knew it.
You're so right, Sluggo. Yeah.
What happened, if you could tell us from firsthand information then, Tommy?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I go down to Florida couple times a month for my drum circle with Jason Bonham and Max Weinberg. You know, we do a Bayou drum circle, and we just, yeah, you know, it's all about life in the fast lane, rocking and rolling, you know, guitar picks, hot chicks, drumsticks.
And alligators.
And alligators, yeah. And, it, you know, when you're down there in the Bayou, man, you got to understand, like, crocs are going to come and alligators, so... It's not my first encounter. I remember one time, me, John Bon Jovi, and Geddy Lee made an alligator airtight. And
that did not happen.
Survive. Yeah, it did survive. A lot of meat there, you know? Rock and roll. But this one cruised up on me. I was like, whoa.
Right.
And I was normally a lot more mobile, but I was wearing my leather pants. You know,
like you do when you go fishing. Sure. Yeah. And you're Tommy Lee. Yeah. Yeah.
My mobility was a bit compromised, you know, and I couldn't get away too quick. Luckily, I got a glory hole in my leather pants.
Well, that's nice.
Anaconda,
good.
And I was able to batter it into the ground like a tent spike. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
Tommy, thanks for calling in, man. We're glad
all
you're
right,
safe.
Yeah, rock and roll.
You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Sluggo had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha-ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, yeah, and this morning, yeah. 101, but you're all right.
Yeah, you know, it's good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that.
With
though.
Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
not
bring
much
you
of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those. I don't even know what it was. It was a giant bird.
Right, right, right.
There and it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not dead.
Yes. And no, it wouldn't talk. It would just. Yes, yeah, right when you walk by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd. Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock. I don't know, but
they're all in
I
a
like
flock.
Yeah.
And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure that there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly
it
what
really
they did.
It really is.
Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called the chimney swift.
Oh, chimneys in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So
that's
they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively small.
Yeah, yeah. Sparrow
but
size.
1,000 of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house was covered.
And there was like children's toys.
Covered in bird poop. Burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Voss swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Well, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in.
That
and they'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
Oh, it's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. In a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that
thin box,
and he would just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace, and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel.
Correct.
From now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
That's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good
one. Let's talk about your home getting taken over by animals.
Oh, my God. This was really freaky.
In this particular case, birds. I don't know how they all decided while they were in the air that they were going to dive bomb one single
fire chimney.
Yeah,
they chose one chimney and went for it.
One and only one.
Yeah.
And filled up the house with birds.
Yep, man. Their debris. Their
and
bird poop.
A woman called her mom, who was at the house,
right.
And this is the report.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere. But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
Yeah, so I saw that.
That part of it is insanity to me.
Yeah, it's like they just, you know how you see them move in giant flocks in nature videos or whatever?
Yes.
You've never seen them then do that diving into a typical chimney.
No, into one chimney.
Yeah.
It's not like they were diving down into a neighborhood.
No.
They picked one house.
Yep. Let's
and
go
they
here.
Said, this is where we belong.
Yep.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
I mean, you said that they showed a little clip of the movie The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock
yes.
one, which freaked me the hell out as a kid, but you said it looked really
it
ridiculous.
It looked real goofy.
Now.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
And in fact, when I was driving in, we had drove through a whole flock of them. Just
are you sure that's what it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're pretty small.
They're
also protected.
Yes.
So you're supposedly not supposed to be able to take them out of the house, which is insanity.
Well, you're supposed to leave them in your house.
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes.
What about my protection?
Well, I guess
I'm
moving.
My house. Yeah. So Stu's idea of taking a flamethrower to the lot is probably not good.
It's not legal if that's what you're saying.
Probably burn the house down too, but whatever, Stu.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Seems like a pretty comprehensive plan.
But
open
what,
your windows and doors.
What happened?
But once the door was open, they decided to take a nap up on the ceiling and go in every room possible.
Thanks for the fresh air. We appreciate it. We're going to take
exactly.
a nap.
Exactly. And so I guess eventually...
almost 1,000 of them.
I know. She said that they were covered with...
Poop. Yeah.
Yes,
the whole house was.
The whole house.
Nonstop, everywhere.
You know what birds do? They poop. That's it.
That is what they do.
Yes.
They fly and they poop.
Mm-hmm.
And they know
And
things.
They did all over that house. And there was almost 1,000 birds in that house.
Oh, my God.
And the insurance doesn't cover it.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because it's insurance. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're good at that.
They say, nope, we're not covering that.
Oh, no. Do you remember that minuscule paragraph on page 357,000 that says,
yeah,
no birds?
We'd love to help you and all, but we're not going
but
to.
Go to hell. Give us more money.
All right. So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if your home was taken over by animals or... An animal. It could be just one.
Yeah.
If it's a coyote, maybe you don't want to go in there. It's a mountain lion, which you have behind your house.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want to go in there.
Nope.
So your house was taken over by animals. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about the birds that took over that home in Torrance. And what animal took over your home, sir?
A pit bull.
A pit bull? Wow. When? Why?
Neighbor's pit bull?
No, just my pit bull. That's just how she is. She won't let you do anything.
Yeah, I know that story.
All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
My chihuahua has done the same, really.
Hello.
Hi. Animals took over your house?
Absolutely.
Which one?
I had a freaking cat come in our own pet door that was locked from the inside but not the outside and impregnates my freaking cat.
I'm not sure that's taking over, but it's having a good time, at least.
Wow.
My wife wakes me up out of a dead sleep, and she says, there's something out in there in the freaking house. I'm like, we got two kids. I know. They're probably out dicking around. So we go out there. We're looking around the freaking house, and we don't see anything. My wife's all, what's that under the bar stool? It's dark in the house. I'm thinking it's a jacket that fell off the bar stool.
But you're hearing...
The freaking cat is still in the house.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
By the way, I think we should mention that when Stu was in here a few minutes ago, we played that clip for him that he had created. He didn't know it was either. Yeah, so that's awesome.
I don't know if that says more about the contest or him.
Probably him.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dude that plays Enter Sandman backwards.
Yeah, Stu sent this to me the other day, and I started watching it right away, and I'm like, what the hell? Because you can tell, in the video especially, that this guy has recorded the song in its entirety, singing it, playing it backwards.
Yes.
But then he flipped it around and played it forward.
So as he's going forward, it sounds terrible because he's actually performing it backwards.
Yes.
But then when they flip it around and play it backwards, it actually sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy timing because it was on this day in rock in 1982 that the California Consumer Protection Agency or some stuff had to sit and listen to experts saying that Stairway to Heaven was an intentional devil song.
Oh, dear Lord.
Out to get out everybody. And it had been recorded backwards and blah, blah, blah on this day today. So
wow.
Seems kind of appropriate to play this guy. It's
all
so
right,
weird.
So this guy is named Rob. And at first, this is him playing forward, but it'll sound backward because he's playing the song backwards.
And it'll sound like crap.
Yes.
There you go.
And we're here for Air Force.
So is that...
That's him playing forward.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing that on purpose.
Yes.
Forward.
I think there are a few more of those.
It's a weird talent to have.
Yes. Okay, that's also forward.
Yes, he's doing that forward. It's not being played backwards right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's doing it forward,
yeah,
but he's performing the song backwards.
Yes.
And then I think this is a little guitar solo that he also did backwards.
Well, things people have done in lockdown.
Not really a guitar solo. Maybe the next one is.
Yeah, yeah. So just go to it? Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm thinking, you know, when we get bored with our 1 second of nonstop rock contest, this could be a good contest.
Rob Scallon can just do songs for us?
Yes.
All right. Now he flips it backwards. So everything that you're watching in the video is moving backwards.
Yes, he's done everything backwards, even for the video. He's got
right,
like a bunch of popcorn dropping on him, but it'll go up. He's playing with a silly string that'll catch fire if you catch
it. So now the video is backwards,
but it's all moving forward
and it sounds good.
Yes.
Listen,
yeah, check
to this.
This out. This is awesome.
Oh, I think that's the backward part. And now
I was like, that sucks. There you go.
Figure all this out.
Right? Your brain must be wired weird to be
crazy
able to do this.
So he's playing all the instruments, played them backwards. The video now that we're listening to is forward.
I mean, Jimi Hendrix did it.
Yeah.
The White Stripes have done it. But this is the entire song.
This is made three.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the entire song with the solo.
Yeah, yeah. Not
guitar
just
solo.
I love those drum hits backwards.
They sound super weird, don't they?
Sounds like a Beatles song. But wait till he gets to the lyrics, because he does sing
he
as well.
He sings it backwards as well.
See our friends, it's the one. Don't forget my son. Don't lose everyone.
That is awesome.
We win all we win. Keep your feet on sing. Silver Sandy.
It's like Twin Peaks. We're watching Twin Peaks.
Satan
right
loves you. He's doing all of the singing.
That's really impressive, man. That's really, we gotta post this video. We'll tweet it.
Yes.
At Kevin and Slug O.
Kevin and Sligo.
I can never say it. Yes. I'll never
just
be able to
at
say
Kevin
it.
And Sligo. You know what it is? It's at.
Right.
And then my name and then your name.
Yeah. It's really hard.
That's how it works.
Can't do it.
At Kevin and Sligo.
But another band that did it, White Stripes. Hats off to him, though. That's impressive.
That's amazing, yeah.
It's KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I know we're going to talk about it later, but I'm very excited. Billy Idol was one of the first people I saw plan a show for this year, 2021.
Sweet.
In October in Vegas, but just to see that starting to happen, and then with the new CDC guidelines we'll talk about later today.
Very exciting.
Yeah, things starting to fall into place. Very cool.
Remember when I was telling you the story about the girl that had the tattoo, tramp stamp? Right there were, and she was a huge fan of the band Bush and Gavin Rossdale.
And which should have been in the other side then, really.
Sure.
Instead of a tramp stamp.
That's not the point.
Location. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
The point is.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She spelled it Galvin. And that made me laugh.
Yeah, that's very funny.
Made Gavin laugh.
Oh, I was going to say, yes. I didn't know if you told him or not.
Oh, no, we did it on the air.
Oh, nice.
We were like, oh, what's your name? Yeah, you're a huge fan? Yeah, what kind of tattoo do you have? Turn around and show him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's beautiful. And Galvin had a good laugh. Huh?
Galvin did. He awesome. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people who have music tattoos because music is really important in your life.
Yep.
So we're looking for obscure music tattoos.
You know, it's funny. I just went to search to see what the most popular music tattoo is. You know, you can't find anything on Google necessarily now because it's all ads instead of actual. Here's Joe Blow's list that he went out and compiled. But the one I know I've seen the most, at least here in Southern California, I think, music tattoo is Sublime. I've seen so many Sublime tattoos. And I don't know if, like, you go east of Barstow or whatever, you see as many anymore out there in the rest of the world. But
I'm not a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you have an obscure music tattoo.
Yep, or one that you wish you hadn't gotten now.
Yeah, sure.
Or it was misspelled, like Galvin Bush.
All of the above.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus, not a huge fan, but she got a tattoo after breaking up with her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the tattoo is lyrics on her arm.
Uh-oh.
And she performed on the MTV VMAs, and you could see the tattoo on her arm, and it comes from an obscure Pixies B-side.
Yes! I love the Pixies. That's like my favorite band
Strange,
on the planet.
Strange, right?
Yeah.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is the name of it.
Right.
It's, she got, my head was feeling scared, but my heart was feeling free.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Good for her.
But also,
Miley, I love you now.
Also obscure because a lot of people probably don't know that lyric.
No way. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So that was surprising.
Yeah. Well, good for her. That's
yes.
Cool.
So 818-955-KLOS. If you have an obscure music tattoo, call now. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you have obscure music tattoos. KLOS, hello, you have some?
I have tons of them.
Oh, tons. All right. What's your favorite?
My Violent Femmes and then my David Bowie.
Nice. You just have their names? Faces?
No. So for the Violent Femmes, I have Crazy, Crazy, Crazy off the song Crazy from Violent Femmes.
Sure.
And then I have, for David Bowie, I have a skull with a Ziggy Stardust across it.
Ah, very cool.
The lightning bolt across
it. Did you ever run into Bowie or Gordon Gano of the Femmes? Have they seen your tattoo?
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
Not a lot of people run into Bowie.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
Ran into Bowie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
I do. I have Cokie the Clown.
Cokie?
Cokie the Clown. Fat Mike from No Effect.
Oh, okay.
Got
that's
it.
Awesome. Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And do
cool.
you have to explain it to people? Is it someplace they can see it?
Well, it's on my calf, and I have very big calves, so they always think that it's an ICP tattoo because they don't know Cokie the Clown.
Oh, that's
so they
funny.
They know No Effect.
Sure.
And they're like, oh, it's ICP. I'm like, no.
How dare you?
Has nothing to do with Insane Clown Posse. Get away from me.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? So you guys want to hear my tattoos?
Yeah. Obscure music tattoos.
Are you guys familiar with the punk rock band Discharge?
Nope.
I am not.
Discharge, no.
All right, so I got a big old Discharge tattoo in the front of my leg. And then on the back of my leg, atoxico, which means toxic. So whenever girls see that, they're like, oh, you're a toxic guy, huh?
Yeah, and I would think if you go into the Army, you've already got discharge on you, so you should be able to get right back out. That would be nice. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your music tattoo.
Royal Blood on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin.
Money, 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 money.
Kevin. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We do have $5,500 in our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Money, 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 money.
But first, we're taking calls about obscure music tattoos. You have one?
Many?
I have a social distortion tattoo on my thigh.
Is it the skeleton?
Yeah, with a martini drink and a cigarette.
Yeah. Nice.
I got one of those.
Love it.
That's love that. Cool. How many times do you have to explain what it is?
How many what?
How many times do you have to explain what that tattoo means?
nobody knows what it is because it's like 20 years ago.
Wow.
Nobody knows in Southern California?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
That's awful. That's wrong.
I thought you were going to say, occasionally.
Yeah, me too.
I don't drink martinis, and I don't smoke either.
That's irrelevant.
It's time to start both, young man.
I'm starting a little late. I'll give it a good shot, though.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling, Mike Ness. You take care.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
I lost about $120 to Mike Ness before one of the acoustic Christmases.
Oh, why? Really?
Playing cards.
Oh, really?
A game I didn't really know.
No. I was the drunkest I've ever been when I had to interview someone when I talked to him the first time. Oh, my God. I was wasted.
KLOS, hello. You have an obscure music tattoo?
Hey, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
I know. Why don't we shut up already?
Sorry about that.
Just go ahead. Keep going. Don't even act like we're here. Nobody's listening. You know,
it's a good point.
Well, you are on from Poughkeepsie or whatever they say, like on one of those talk shows.
Hey, a side note real quick about not about the tattoo, but I won the $500 from the 1 second of rock.
Right.
Nonstop rock. And I wanted to let you guys know that I got the check.
Wow, so that's shocking.
I wanted to say thank you very much, one, and also to contribute to the show today. I do have a tattoo. It's on my calf, and Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
If you bought the album, it was the album sleeve.
Right.
And if you bought the CD, it was inside the booklet of the CD. It's the face of the lady, and it's not really a face. It's just eyes and a
that's cool.
A nose and lips.
So
yeah,
very
only
arty.
Four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only four people have ever been able to tell me I know where that's from.
Only four.
Only four.
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty amazing.
Four people
yeah.
Have seen the tattoo and said I know where that's from.
I bet I know one person who would for sure know Kat Corbett. She'd be like, sure. Oh yeah, I know Prince. Right on. Thanks, man. Hey, it's KLOS. Do you have a obscure music tattoo?
I've got the logo from Faster Pussycat, the cat.
Nice.
I like it. Where is it?
The first album. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Right on my forearm.
Has anybody ever come up and written kill, kill underneath it? Faster, pussycat, kill, kill!
Not yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Right on. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. $5,500 and our 1 second of nonstop rock coming up in minutes.
Damn.
First, we're talking about obscure music tattoos. You have one, sir?
Everyone's heard of Black Flag, right?
Sure. Of course.
So when I was 13, I got a Black Flag tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did it with a... like a homemade gun.
Excellent. You did it yourself. Good.
No, this guy did it.
Oh, it's the safest, yeah.
He just messed it up right away.
So it's more of a blue flag.
So I knew this guy, older guy that worked at...
I'm sorry. How do you mess up a black flag? It's just four bars.
That just seems relatively easy.
That seems like the easiest tattoo ever. Although very cool that you got it when you were 13.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that a dog I hear?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your dog's name? Down boy.
I got three. Chrome, Jack, and Little Mister.
Do you need some help?
Do any of them have tattoos? Alice in Chains times two. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I'd like to introduce you to the Sperminator.
Well, hello.
It's not me. I'm saying this is a different person.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
He's 44 years old. He has fathered 78 children.
Oh, what is he? What was that guy that like half the world is related to? Ming the Merciless. That's not right. That's from Flash Gordon.
Let's just leave it at that. I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
Yep.
New York sperm donor Ari Nagel has 13 other children on the way as well.
Oh, dude.
He's a professor. It doesn't say at what school. Okay. He's a professor. He says he has a great life, even if he does struggle financially.
And enjoys a lot of time in a little room.
Because he doesn't charge.
Oh, really? He just provides for free.
He has relationships with several of his children. He has 78.
Wow, yeah, I guess. I hope. Well, at least 14 of them.
Three? He says that he gets all the joy that other parents experience.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's no, it's not true.
No, that can't be.
He used to conceive the old-fashioned way. That was like his pitch. His pitch was, I'm not going to charge you anything, but I got to deliver it in person.
Right.
That was his pitch.
I got to deliver it in person.
However, wow, he was challenged by the U.S. State Department of Health, which said he needed to, quote, apply to be a licensed clinic and stop advertising my services.
Man, you know, come on. If you have the product that people want,
he
should
does
be able to present the product.
He sure does.
I wonder what delivery time takes. I mean, I would think if he's throwing out that much material, you know, he must be pretty quick. That must be kind of nice.
78. No, but 78.
I guess that's, yeah, that's true. That's one night.
In a year?
A couple weeks, yeah.
It's a weekend.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
It's a good weekend. Don't get me wrong.
Especially a long time ago.
He, like I said, he doesn't charge for his services. He continued saying, I think the motivation of why I help these women in some ways, why does anyone have kids? I think in some ways I'm getting a lot of joy and love that a lot of other parents experience.
I almost believe it. I almost do.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's, boy, it'd be crazy to know you have that many kids out there. I mean, I have like 50 or 60 myself.
I assume he would have to get something signed that,
yeah,
he's not responsible,
sure,
because,
oh, yeah,
child support, am I right?
Yeah. Well, if he's putting together a little, you know, if they're slapping him down saying, hey, you can't run this business, he must have a bunch of stuff, paperwork.
I would guess so.
Out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would guess so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says he helps lesbian couples if they need help.
That's cool.
Grow their family.
Right.
There was a single woman that needed help. She couldn't find a man, so,
sure,
he's like,
yeah, I don't see. I have zero problem with it. It's just amazing that there's 78. That's incredible.
78 and 13 more pregnant.
Yeah. Is that a record, I wonder?
I don't know.
It's got to be up there, but I bet.
What a weird gig.
Yeah.
Now, because of the U.S. Health Department, he has to put it in a cup.
Wait, so, how was he...
Put it in a cup.
But what was he
what
doing
do you mean,
before?
How does he do
no,
that?
What was he doing before?
He was delivering it personally. I told you.
You mean? Oh, okay.
He was having sex with women.
Oh,
how is that?
Is that what you were saying?
Yes.
I didn't get that.
He was delivering it personally.
Right. I just thought
code.
He was showing up and
no.
like, ta-da! Hold on, give me 5 minutes.
He was showing up and going, ta-da. But then they were having sex.
Boom! Then they shut that down.
Then the U.S.
Boo,
stopped
mind
it.
Your own business.
He was being interviewed on, I believe, Dr. Oz or one of those scam shows.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he had to say.
Yes, certainly. It's really always up to the mom. Some of them want to do it natural. Some of them want to do it in a clinic if they're too old or they need an egg donor. And some of them might just do it in a cup and then pass it off to them and they'll put it inside. And
you've
sometimes
done it by
it's
post,
even through the mail.
You?
Pardon?
Have you done it by post?
Yes, I've mailed it to my daughter in Illinois and I just overnighted it in a cooler. And it
so
worked.
You've sent it to your daughter in Illinois.
And by the way, the clip cut off right there.
Because they're like, shut it down.
You sent it to your daughter.
Why sending it to your daughter?
I wonder. It must be. It has to be.
She was going to
her daughter's friend.
To someone. Yes, that would. Well, I guess when you get to 78, maybe you lose track of what's right. And
it has to be. He mails it to his daughter. Oh, I'm sorry. That wrong address. My bad.
She's like, Dad, again. Don't send this here.
Can you imagine getting that from your parent?
No. Fortunately not.
Return address, the Sperminator.